Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot, but heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got, so whether it be nothing to me. Cause I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my life's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is blur. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. So I'm fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is win. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody.
If they ain't like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What?
Who can save anybody? Save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna find you a girl, man.
Next new Steve. Love is in the air.
Are you single?
Yes, I am.
And the audience.
Well, girl, look over there. That's how we do it on Steve's show.
Plus, how a complete stranger saved a man's life.
He's family.
And Judge Millian is ready to rule with help from Steve.
See, you're trying not to look crazy right now, but it's too late.
Next Steve. Today, starting at 2 p.m. only on NBC5.
Blog Talk Radio.
Top flight.
We in the build, yeah. We in the build, yeah.
We
got London on the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. I used to chase it for money. I wanted to find the thing. I was a troop in 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get everything y'all say on the track, I already done lived it. You singing something you not. You rappers be tripping. I was thinking the wrong thing. Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast. I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show. We was trying to blow, asking God to open the door. But he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Didn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Didn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley Coupe. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not all I want is my name. In the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis. In all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it. And I might as well face it. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Didn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Didn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to
play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. Praise God on tonight. He is the only way. Praise God. Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is Care Broadcast Network. And you are listening to the Anointed Truth of Christ. Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Anointed Truth of Christ. Uncensored. Praise God. And we are blessed. Hallelujah, to be online once again. We are blessed to be in the presence of the saints. We are blessed to be in the presence of the living God on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you who have called in, each and every one of you who have tuned in on this evening. Amen, and praise the Lord on tonight. And we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your Lord right now as humbly as we know how. First, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. We just want to thank you and magnify you for your mercy, for your grace, for your faithfulness, Lord. We want to just praise you, Lord, for your forgiveness, Lord.
Hallelujah. We just want to thank you for it, that you renew it for us each and every day of our lives, Lord. And Lord, right now we just want to rebuke any work of the enemy tonight, any work of the enemy that's trying to hinder the message that you have coming forth for us on tonight, Lord. And we thank you right now. We magnify you, Lord, for the power and the authority that you have given us in our words. And we claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke you, enemy, right now in the name of Jesus. We command you to go. Hallelujah. Leave this line and leave this place right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we magnify you. And we want you to just have your way on tonight. Hallelujah. Come in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Open up our eyes. Open up our hearts, our spirits, our ears tonight so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, it is truly a blessing to be on the line. This is Elder Andre Prevost. And this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we preach and we teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For everything God is doing in each and every one of our lives. I believe that God is moving in a mighty way. Hallelujah. I believe that there's a shift occurring. I know that a lot of preachers say that when they want to get your hype and they want you to open up your pocketbook and throw something in the offering plate. Hallelujah. But I really and truly believe that there's a shift taking place in each and every one of our lives that's in the sound of my voice live right now. There's a shift. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God is doing some things. He's elevating some people. He's moving some people around. He's moving some people out of your way. Hallelujah. Praise God so that he can do what he wants to do through you. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And just watch what God's going to do. He said, look at what I've done so far. How much more, hallelujah, amen, do you think I'm going to do than I've already done? Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I'm taking you from point A to point B. I'm getting ready to take you through all the alphabets, and don't think I won't do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. Somebody needed to receive that word. Hallelujah. Praise God that God is doing some things. It's a shift occurring right now in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for each and every person who is on the line, everybody who has called in, and everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to bring forth our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. She is none other, hallelujah, than our very own, my First Lady and co-pastor, hallelujah, First Lady Aisha Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. First Lady, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to have his way. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, God is good. He continues to be good. God is merciful. He continues to be merciful. And I just thank God for his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness. I thank him for his being who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, the Lord is giving me a word tonight for the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that we're in the state that we know that, you know, this is not all about us. This is a bigger purpose that God has plan for us, a bigger purpose here on earth, or what's happening in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that our ears are attentive to his spirit, and now our ears are focused on him, he wants to you know, bring to you what he's been trying to tell you all along. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God, I just say, oh, Shia, thank you on today, oh, God. I thank you for the constant strength that you have provided for us throughout the day, each and every day, oh, God. Lord, we couldn't do it without you, God. We can love without you. We can show mercy without you. All forgiveness without you, God. Lord, we also love without you, God. And Lord, we just thank you, for your Holy Spirit on tonight, God. That lead us and guide us in all your ways. That give us the power to overcome any wickedness, any darkness that surrounds us. Lord, we just thank you on tonight and we magnify your name, oh God, Lord. We just ask you to come in right now, oh God. Help us to sit down as you come forth and give a word that you meant for us to receive, oh God. Help us to move ourselves out the way so we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow me to decrease so you can increase in me. Be my mouth on tonight, oh God. Just take control and have your way on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen, amen, and amen, and amen. We're going to talk about tonight about repentance and what it truly means to repent. Amen, hallelujah. And it's always wrapped up in what is true worship and what is false worship. That of us, she is all wrapped in together. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about what it really means to repent. You know, because we have people, you know, people who wasn't in church, you know, they, you know, get to know about God and then they finally, you know, go to church after they get down so bad they finally get the nerve up and they go to church or whatever. And when they get to church, you know, they see people, you know, praying, you know, giving honor and praise to God. You got some people preaching, some people singing in a choir, some people ushering. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. In the church. So they go in and they see this. And you automatically think, okay, this is what I have to do, you know, to become righteous. You know, I have to throw my hands up and worship God in church, you know, usher, get in the choir and sing praises to God, you know. That's what's going to, you know, make me a part of God's family, you know, by doing these acts, you know. Just going through the motions of, you know, Monday through Friday, we out doing whatever we want to do, and then you go to church on Sunday, and now all of a sudden we become righteous and, you know, holy, you know, for that day. Amen. Hallelujah. It's people out there, we know God, we believe in God, you know, this is for a certain group of people. You know, the Lord is telling me, you, this group of people, you believe in God, you know, you have heard about God, but you don't really know what it really feels like to be in a real relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You think it's just going to church on Sunday, you know. You just said one day we worship God. You think it's just going to church and, you know, singing in the choir, you're just going to church to usher, just going to church to preach and, you know, cry out and, you know, fall on the floor, you know, speak in tongues and run around the church. You think this is what God is all about. This is all he's all about. You know, you thinking he's just church. Is this church very, very religious? That's all you have known about God and that's all you think it is. Amen. Hallelujah. So you just been going through the motions, you know, Monday through Friday, you know, you're going through, you know, I'm still struggling with sin, amen, hallelujah. And I'm Sunday here, and I go to church, and I'm worshiping, I'm falling on my face, and I'm asking, I'm asking, I'm crying out to God, you know, you know, you're just going through the motions, you know. You don't even, you worshiping God, but you don't, you don't have a heart to want to change. Amen, hallelujah. Well, you have a, you want to change, but the change, what you don't realize is that the change starts in your heart. You know, we think that repentance means to change your actions. So we start the steps in trying to change how we act. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. If we fornicate, we try to stop fornicating. If we commit adultery, we try to stop committing adultery, amen. If we're lying, we trying to stop lying. We stealing, we trying to stop stealing. So we take action and stop trying to do these things, and we wonder why. I'm trying my best to not to go and do this wickedness, but I keep falling back into it, and I don't know why I keep falling back into my old ways. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Why can't I change my ways? I'm trying so hard. Amen, hallelujah. I said, change my ways. People keep telling me to change my actions, change the way I talk. But I'm doing that. I'm trying, but it's not working. Why isn't it working? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you have answers on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not working because you have to change, really. Make up in your heart, in your mind, about the actions that you're taking. You can't just change your actions. Because when you change your actions, you think, well, if I stop doing what I'm doing, and then I will become righteous. Amen, hallelujah. You know, maybe they'll stop saying I'm going to hell. Maybe they'll stop calling me out my name, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. But see, you trying to change your own self. You trying to change your own self. Amen, hallelujah. Take care of the change does not start on the outside. The change starts in the inside. Amen, hallelujah. You really got to make up in your heart. Tell yourself that you got to really believe that stealing is wrong. You got to really believe that committing adultery is wrong. You got to really believe that. You got to really, 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 really want to change. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because some of us, we come to church and we dress the part. We look holy, you know. Like the Bible says in Isaiah 58, like God says, he said, if you go to church, you know, to the other nations, to other people who don't go to church, to other people who don't know God, they looking at the church automatically think, oh, man, they are holy people. You know, they go to church every Sunday. You know, they serve their God. Amen, hallelujah. God said, looking at us, they think we are holy, righteous, and, you know, we don't turn our backs on God. That's how they look at us. Amen, hallelujah, because they're only looking at the outward. All they see is us going to church. All they see is us singing in a choir, ushering, oh, God. That's all they see. They see the outside. They see God, see the inside. Yeah, God see you going to church. He see you being faithful going to church. He see you being faithful ushering. He see you being faithful teaching the word of God. He see you being faithful preaching the word of God. But he also see that your heart is not right. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Just because you go to church, just because you sing in a choir, just because you ushering, just because you pastoring, that don't mean you have fully gave your life over to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That don't mean you fully gave your life over to God. I know with some of us, we have grown to know that. If I go to church and sing, get in the choir, go ahead and usher, I'm in right standing with God. That's not true. Just because you are in church every Sunday doing all these events for God does not mean that you are in right standing with God. You know, he said it before and he's saying it again. Just because you're ushering, singing in the choir, pastoring, ministering, teaching my word, that does not mean you're in right standing with me. It's more, he says, it's more to him than just going in church and going through the motions. You go to, you're spending Monday through Friday going to church, repenting, falling on the altar, you know, you're paying your tithes. It's more to him than just that. That's just a routine we have learned. That's all we knew. You know, go to church, go sing, go usher, you know, go home. Monday through Friday, sin again, go back, repent. That ain't, it's more to God than that. Amen. Hallelujah. That about Shia. Just because you go, like you said, just because you do all of that don't mean you in right standing with me. Cause you go to church and you act holier than thou. You know, you wearing scriptures on your sleeve. You can quote every scripture in the book, but you still fornicate. You can quote every scripture in the book, but you still commit adultery. You can quote every scripture in the book, but you still stealing, still lying. Amen. Hallelujah. Just because you got faith in God, just because you believe in God, doesn't mean that you are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture says even the demons believe in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lucifer himself, he was the very worship. He was in control of God's worship. When God made him, he set him over control of his worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Even he turned away from God and made himself Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. We got demons singing in the choir, demons ushering in the church, demons preaching in the fat pulpit. What that mean? Because you got faith in God means nothing. What different? What different are you doing? What is the fruit? What different are you doing than the world is doing? It's people out there in the world, they're not in church, but they believe in God. They believe God. Okay? What makes you different? What makes you different? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Shiki. Faith without works is dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you pastoring. Yeah, you singing in the choir. Yeah, you teaching and ushering. What is your fruit? You believe in God, but what is your fruit? Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. What is your fruit that really shows that you really believe God? Amen, hallelujah. We know the fruit of the Spirit. Just throw some out there. Love, self-control, meekness. Kindness. What is your fruit? Take it out of a shield. That shows that you have really, really, and truly turned your life over to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You really repented and you felt remorseful. Get out of a shield for turning your back on God. What is the fruit to prove that you really have turned your life around? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can talk the part, you can look the part, but where is your fruit? Your actions show us who you are. Amen. It show God who you really are. Where's your fruit? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm giving the word of God how it is. Amen. Hallelujah. And what the Lord is asking today is, what is the fruit? Amen. Hallelujah. This ain't about just dressing up, putting on your best clothes and going out there singing for me. It's more to me. He says more to me than that. I want to have a relationship with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn away from your wicked heart. Not just your ways. He wants you to turn away from your heart, your wicked heart, because it starts there. Amen. Hallelujah. The evil starts in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't go out there and commit adultery unless you are already thinking about going out that cheat. You thought about it, so you acted it out. It starts in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Before you steal, you think you sit there and plan to steal. It starts in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Take it out of our shield. God wants you to turn away from your wicked heart. Amen. Hallelujah. What is just going to church, going through the motions? You know, Sunday you go to church, Sunday you go to Bible study on Wednesday night, you know, going to events here and there, going to camps and going on trips, you know, to here and there. But how is that making a change in your life? What kind of fruit is it bearing in your life? You're doing all this and you're still in wickedness. Amen. Hallelujah. You think that's all God wanted from you is for you to just go preach his word, for you to just go usher in the church, you just to go sing in the choir? That's all you think God wanted you to do? Just to pay your tithes? That's all you think God is about. It's about just religious acts. You coming in there following your faith, asking for him and asking him to help. That's all you think he wanted? Take it up a shield. God wants to have a relationship with you. He want to forgive you. He want to make you whole. Amen. Hallelujah. But the question is do you want to be made whole? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you really want to be made whole? Or are you just in it to get what you want from God? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you just in it just for selfish reasons? Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have no plans to change at all. You just want to reap the benefits and keep doing what you're doing. Or do you really want to be made whole? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. God didn't just come for you to just be inside of a building. He wanted you to take those acts outside the building. He wanted you to apply it to your everyday life. Help people. Help the needy. Help the poor. And not forget about your family. Stop lying on folks. Stop backbiting folks. Stop stealing. Stop treating people who work for you bad. Look at our shield. Be honest in everything you do. He wants you to take it outside in your everyday life. Just do it when you in church on Sunday, that one day you hold it in doubt. And then Monday through Friday you doing everything but being a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. What is your fruit? What is your fruit? You gotta really ask yourself, what you doing really helping you? You gotta stop and think, is this what God really wanted me to be doing? What is God really trying to tell me? Amen. Hallelujah. And some of us, we grew up, some of us, that's all we have known. That's all we know, give your life over to God. You know, about giving your life over to God, you think it just means let him let you use your body to preach to people. You know? No, he's not just wanting your body just to use you to preach, just to use you to usher, just to use you to sing. He don't want to just use you just to be using you like people out in the world use you just because of what you got. He actually want a relationship with you. You ain't just a booty call, for lack of a better word. That's why he really want a relationship with you. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. God really wants a relationship with you. Amen, hallelujah. But do you really want a relationship with him? Or are you just treating him like a booty call? Treating him, you know, treating him like a sugar daddy. For lack of a better word, you know, just to make it plain. Could have a shield. Because I'll tell you right now, if you think God don't see what you're doing, or God don't know what's in the inside of you, you're mistaken. God know everything. If you think you just coming on church on Sunday and preaching for God and throwing these fancy events for him, you think that's going to get you in heaven, you're mistaken. Amen, hallelujah. He said, in the word, it said it's a way that seems right to people. He know that seems right to you. But he here to tell you that ain't what I want you to do. That's not the right way. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, it's people out there that, you know, you're a good person. That's good, you know, you feel like you're a good person, you do all the right things, but the only right way is the way Jesus came. The only right way is through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. By believing on the blood of Jesus. That's the only way. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the only thing that can make you righteous. By what he did on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. It's nothing that you can do to make yourself righteous. It's nothing that you can do to save yourself from the wrath of God. It's nothing you can do. The only thing that can save you is the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's the only thing he can save you. And some of us, we feel like we've been out there sinning and we feel bad for turning our backs on God. So we're trying to make it up to God by doing these acts. You know, about keep going to church and throwing events or whatever. We're trying to, about feeding the homeless. Some of us doing it out of obligation. We feel, some of us, we doing it out of feeling bad for, you know. But once God forgive you, he forgive you. He didn't ask you to do it just to be doing it, just to, you know, because you sinned, because you turned your back on them. No, that is the feeding the homeless and being honest with people, that's something we do after when we really change our hearts. It's not something done out of obligation. Amen, hallelujah. It's something done out of a changed heart. Amen, hallelujah. A true repentant heart. Amen, hallelujah. You know, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we need to really ask ourselves, have we truly repented, or are we just going through the motions? going out there and doing what you do, going to church and repent all over again, do it all over again, do it all over again. Going to the church, and then the other people, we dressing up, you know, putting our best clothes on, you know, going to church, acting holier than thou, you know, even around, and all that, we acting holier than thou. We, you know, quote scriptures here and there from top to bottom, and we still in wickedness. Just doing it out of religious protocol, religious routine. You just doing it out of routine because this is what you've seen your parents do at your life. That's what they did. They sinned Monday through Friday, and then they went to church. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. But it's more to it than just going to church. You know, you got to change. The change starts in the inside, people. Repentance don't start on the outside. You can change your clothes. You can do your hair. Amen, hallelujah. You can sing in the choir. You can usher in the church. Yeah, it looks good on the outside, but God is concerned about what's on the inside. We can fool people all day. People can look at you and we think you holy and righteous. They boy know that scripture. We think you holy and righteous, but you ain't fooling God. God is concerned about the what's in the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. True repentance starts with your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm not going to keep you long. That's basically the word the Lord gave me about true repentance. Starts in the inside. Another scripture in the Bible say a lot of people going to come to him saying, Lord, Lord. You know what I'm saying? No, he said everybody that says Lord, Lord is not getting into the kingdom. He's going to say, depart from me, get away from me, you work of iniquity. You know, whatever shit, whatever shit. People going to be like, I preached the house down for you. I sung in the choir. You know, I served you. But he going to say, get away from him because he don't know you and he don't have a relationship with you. You thought your ex, your ex was going to get you in. But again, nothing that we can do to get into the kingdom. It's nothing that we can do ourselves. The only way we can enter is through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he sent us the Holy Spirit. It's by the works of the Holy Spirit that we're able to get into the kingdom and get into right standing with God. And we can finally hear from God. It's through the Holy Spirit. And that's been the theme of the week at our church on this line. You know, the Holy Spirit. We in need of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We in need of the Holy Spirit because we got a lot of people looking holy and righteous, but they empty, empty, empty. Don't have the Spirit of God in them. How you know it shows in your actions? You going to church and you are holy to thou, and then getting out of church, you still fighting with people, lying on people, treating people wrong, turning people away. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, And so you can't hear from God because you're still in your sin nature. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 59 says, listen, the Lord is not too weak to save you, and he is not becoming deaf. He can hear you when you call, but there is a problem. Your sins have cut you off from God. Because of your sin, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Your hands are the hands of murderers. Your fingers are filthy with sin. Your mouth is full of lies, and your lips are tainted with corruption. No one cares about being fair and honest. Their lawsuits are based on lies. They spend their time plotting evil deeds and then doing them. They spend their time and energy spinning evil plans that end up in deadly actions. They cheat and shortchange everyone. Nothing they do is productive. All their activity is filled with sin. Violence is their trademark. Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning whenever they go. Misery and destruction follow them. They do not know what true peace is or what it means to be just and good. They continuously do wrong, and those who follow them cannot experience a moment of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Like he just said, he hear you. He can hear. He ain't deaf. Amen. Hallelujah. But the thing is that because you in sin, he can't. He don't. He's not. He's choosing not to hear you. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that other shield. He see what's going on because you still operate in sin nature. He cannot hear you. He choosing not to hear you. You're not covered under the blood. When you covered under the blood, he see the lamb, and when he see the lamb, he hear you. He listens. Because he don't see sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, you can dress up. You know, you can preach the house down. But God, you ain't fooling God. God see your heart. And it's a call to change your heart. Not just show actions. Don't just switch it up for Sunday. You know, you've been cursing everybody out Monday through Friday, lying and manipulating Monday through Friday, but you come and go in the presence of God, and you act like you've been holy all week. But God see you. He see what's in your heart. Repentance starts in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Change your heart, and your actions will automatically change. Amen. Hallelujah. Because some of us, we changing our actions, and we like, God, you don't see us? You don't see me trying? Amen. Hallelujah. But he's trying to tell you, you need to change your heart, and you can finally stop struggling with what you keep doing if you change your mind. Mind and heart, same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. True repentance starts within. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. 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 True repentance on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. True repentance and true worship. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank First Lady for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any, before we move any further, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the woman of God. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the word that she brought forth. We thank you tonight, Lord, for using her in a mighty way. We thank you for speaking through her tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And delivering that word to us on true repentance. Lord, replenish her, the virtue she has poured out onto us tonight, Lord, and continue to fill her up with that word and that knowledge to pour out onto your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Do we have any comments or any testimonies or any prayer requests on tonight? Praise God. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any testimonies, prayer requests, or comments on that word on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God for that word on tonight, true repentance. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, it starts in the heart. Hallelujah. Not on the outside, because you can stop doing it and still want to do it. Praise God, hallelujah, still desire to do it, and you wonder why you struggle with it, because it haven't changed the heart about it. Praise God on tonight, hallelujah. We thank God for First Lady on tonight, hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Praise God, we have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. You can tune in tomorrow night. Praise God, hallelujah. We will be back online tomorrow night with the Fellowship of Unity. Amen, and Minister Ray, praise God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you who have called in and have tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah, we have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah, on tonight. And we're going to go ahead and pray out on tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for coming forth and bringing forth that word on tonight, Lord, on true repentance. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us together on tonight and congregating together in your name. We just magnify you. We just praise you. We just lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up. You said that if we lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. And we thank you on tonight as we lift your name up high and holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And don't forget to say your prayers and just watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ.
Bless the night.
Amen. God bless you.
You too.
Looking fine. The man, the myth, the legend.
Live long and dot, dot, dot.
William Shatner. Plus nachos for dinner. Next, Rachel.
Rachel Ray. New season today at 1 on NBC5. The biggest boy band in the world.
I will do anything for BTS.
It's coming to North Texas this weekend.
Super excited, definitely.
Why people just can't get enough of Korean pop band BTS. NBC5 News at 10 tonight.
Blazes on. That is so with the dynamic duo behind the movie Blaze, Ethan Hawke and Ben Dixon.
There's a little tricky part that Ben had actually never acted before.
Then
this is gonna feed our whole family plus leftovers.
How to feed a family of four for under $100 for a whole week.
How cool is that? Rachel Ray's just count on my meatballs.
Plus nothing beats spaghetti night next. Rachel.
Rachel Ray, new season today at 1 on NBC5.
Going over and over to the mind. I'm saying. Samuel. I have a book here called The Word Fitly Spoken by Pastor Charles Kent, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm today, I want to talk about faith in action, amen.
Amen.
You realize why I said faith in action?
Yeah.
This is what he has an acronym for faith, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And his acronym for faith is full assurance in the heart.
Amen.
I'm fully assured in my heart, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assured about this thing. I'm not doubting about this. It's not something that I'm questioning, but it's something that has been revealed to me by the Spirit of God in my We always point here and say heart, but it's really in the mind. Amen.
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 And so he said that is what faith means. I have full assurance. And the thing comes by, we ask, have you been persuaded?
Mm-hmm.
We realize in order for us to have faith, there must be a persuasion in the mind. Now, many of the time we want to say that it just deal with a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing, but we have to also get a concept in our mind before we can be passed on to our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You got to be persuaded in your mind before it passes on to the heart. Mm-hmm. And the reason, that's why I call it faith in action. Amen.
Amen.
St. John chapter 20. I'm going to run across some scriptures with you because in order to get to where I'm going, we've got to lay a little foundation for it. Amen?
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you for the word of God and the people of God. Give it all glory and honor to you in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When we look at St. John chapter 20, I guess I'll just do it. I'll just use verse 31. Amen? St. John 20, verse 21, he said, But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. And so what the writer said, the reason I wrote this thing, the reason I wrote this is because I'm trying to get you to believe. I'm trying to get you to believe something about Jesus, amen. When you believe something about Jesus, then it comes a time that once we get it down mentally, the reason all things are written, because it first comes in mentally, because we said it comes through the ear gate to get into the soul, amen. And so
amen.
What you hear is what you would have faith for. But the faith that you get from what you hear, there must be some action in it, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And so John Wright said that, I'm writing so that you might have, so that you might believe. So I want you first to become a believer. See, one thing we got to realize, most of the time you don't believe. Until you become a believer, you really don't have faith. Amen. Because in order to have faith for something, you got to hear about the subject. And when you hear about the subject, then from the information you have obtained about the subject, then you have faith.
Amen.
Amen. See, the reason that they sell so much on the television is because when they advertise that subject so much, you realize why you have so many Tide commercials and in the daytime. They have Tide commercials and home remedies in the daytime. In the nighttime, when the men get out, they put on the sports commercials. And the reason they're putting those commercials on there because the more they flash that before your eyes, and the more that you see it, and the more that you hear it, and most of the time, you're going to get some faith, and you're going to go out and buy some.
Amen.
And see, that's how they sell things, you know. And so John said, the reason that I've got to, I've written this because I want to advertise Jesus so much that the more that you hear about him, the more that you hear that what he has done and how he did it, amen. The more you hear about him, you'll have faith to believe that and you act on it.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so your faith must have action, amen.
Amen.
I looked up the word, what an action verb was. an action verb, amen? They said an action verb describes some kind of action being done either mentally or physically. How many know that? See, first thing it says that God, with God, it has to start mentally, amen?
Amen.
Because you're not going to take any action on anything that you're not mentally aware of it, amen?
Amen.
And so God, the reason the word of God comes because God wants you to know everything that Jesus did so it might become mentally active in your mind. So it has to be some mental action, amen? And see, once mental action takes place, then faith comes, and when faith comes, then there's action behind your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
See, when we say, we believe that the laying on, we believe on the, just the laying on them hands, but yet people become sick and we never lay hands on nobody.
Amen.
What good was it to say you had faith and there was no action with it?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
What good was it to get something mentally and then not act on what you received mentally? Amen.
Amen.
All the knowledge that you got, well, what good was the knowledge if you never did anything with it?
Amen.
Are y'all with me today? Amen.
Amen.
And so faith has to, there has to be action with your faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so Apostle Paul said, we can go to Romans chapter 3. I might not take that. He said, now we are justified by faith.
Mm-hmm.
In Romans 3:28, I believe. So we're justified by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Without the deeds of the law. Now, he did not say, he said, you're justified without the deeds of the law. Amen. So if I'm justified without the deeds of the law, amen, then that means that what? I don't need to carry no pigeons. Did you find it? I don't need to carry a pigeon. I don't need to go to the labor, that particular labor anymore. Amen. I don't need to really eat the showbread. I don't need to do all those things that the law requires. I don't need to be circumcised and all that because I'm not justified by doing the things of the law.
Mm-hmm.
I'm justified by faith.
Amen.
Even though I'm justified by faith, if faith doesn't have any action in it, it's dead. Faith without works is dead. You've heard
Amen.
That so many times. Amen?
Amen.
And so, what is God saying? If faith is not working, then he said the reason we haven't accomplished the things that need to be accomplished in your life, you said you had faith for it, but you never acted on it. You have that dream in your life, all of your life, but you never acted on it. You see, it was God that gave you the dream, amen. That caused you to visualize it, amen. That caused you to see it, and yes, you saw it, and God revealed it to you. But if you never, you have never acted on it, and the reason you haven't arrived at the place that you should have arrived is because you haven't acted on what you saw. There was no action in what you saw, amen. How can you get anything? Or how can anything be accomplished? If God says sow a seed, and you're going to reap a harvest. If I never sow a seed, I know to sow a seed mentally, amen. But if I don't have any faith in the God who caused the seed to grow, then I won't sow the seed. Amen.
Amen.
So if faith is the evidence of things not seen, amen, if that's my faith, I believe God is the God of faith because I can't see him, amen. Hey, that's where my faith lies. That's where my confidence lies. That's where your confidence lies. Amen?
Amen.
And so if whatever it is that you want in your life, there must be action behind what you say you believe.
Amen.
See, even though I have faith without works, amen, I have that mentally, but there's no action have taken place on. If I say I have faith and I believe God, it says, whoever believes in God, let him confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Yet I say I believe it if I never make that confession. What confession, what good does it do me? Amen?
Amen.
Now when I said faith in action, amen, Brother James goes back there after he said, Brother James goes and said in verse 2 and 14, he said, what good is faith without works? James 2 and 14, what good is faith without works? What good is faith without action? Amen. Amen. And so all of us who say that we have faith, there must be some action behind what you say. So I talked about there was a man who wanted a job, amen, and he didn't have the experience, and he didn't have all the experience I talked about. He didn't have enough experience to get the job, amen. But yet he wanted the job. But he had prayed and asked God that, and God told him he would give him the job, amen. And yet him lacking experience, he took his, what y'all call that?
Resume.
He took his resume and went down to the company and put in for the job. Now, if God said he's going to do something for you and you don't act on it, how do you know you're going to get it unless you act on it?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So he went down to the place and put in and said, well, God said, well, sir, you don't quite have enough experience for the job. Amen. And said, and we really don't need anyone right now. So we don't need you. Gave him his resume back. The guy went back home. Sat down. That was on a Monday. On Wednesday, he was back at the same office. The reason this guy is doing this is because of his faith, amen. See, God has said something, and he's going to continue to go until he gets what God said he's going to get, amen. How many of you are willing to continue to pray until you get what God said, amen? How do you continue to want to be persistent and persistent until you get what God said he's going to give you? Amen. How many of you are willing to ask and keep on asking until you get it? How many of you are willing to keep on knocking, what, until the door opens? You know what we say? How many of you are willing to continue to do that? Because if I believe that, my action is going to show my faith.
Amen.
So Wednesday morning, the guy went back there to the office again. That was Wednesday. The man said, well, didn't I tell you that we didn't need anybody and you didn't quite have enough sense? He said, yeah. He said, well, you told me that Monday, but I don't know what happened Tuesday, so somebody could quit Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a persistent person, amen. How many of you are persistent like that, amen? The man said, well, we don't need anyone today. So he said, okay. He took his resume and went back home. On Friday, he was back at the same office again. Amen.
Amen.
When he came back to the next office the next day, amen, and the man said, well, weren't you here Wednesday? He said, yes, I was. Well, didn't I tell you I didn't need anyone Wednesday? He said, yeah, but today Friday.
Amen.
And the guy looked at him and said, well, you're very persistent. I tell you what, go get me some coffee, amen. Mm-hmm. You know what he became? He became the go-to person, amen. Go for me, person. Go for me. You know, go for me.
Yeah.
He became the go for me, but that was to get him into the door to where you wanted to go. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't realize sometimes God just wants you to get into the door. Amen.
Amen.
So you got to have faith in God to believe that what God has said and take action on what he said, and you'll get what he said. This guy did it, and he came up with the job.
Mm-hmm.
He worked there about a year or so, and he moved up to the position that he wanted to be to, but he first had to get in the door because he had action behind what he said he believed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
To see, we trying to get a job, but we ain't left home. We trying to get jobs, but we don't put no application in.
Mm-hmm.
And we just like we're just like the man. Well, the man at the pool of water had been there 38 years, amen.
Amen.
And he had just been laying there 38 years. And then we got a lot of people, that's the way we are. We don't have, our faith don't have any action with it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was laying there waiting on something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you are always waiting on something to happen, amen?
Mm-hmm.
We always got people sitting around waiting on things to happen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know that sits around and wait on something to happen, amen? You're waiting on the job, amen, and you're waiting on a raise, amen, and you're waiting to be exalted, amen. You're waiting for the promotion. We're always sitting by waiting, but we're not doing anything but just laying there. Some of you have been wanting raises for years, and you just waiting on the raise. Been waiting 38 years. I'm about the only one that worked 38 years, I believe. Maybe brother. Most of y'all haven't worked 38 years.
42
years. Amen. And see, you've been sitting around waiting on something to happen all of these years. And rather than getting up, going up, taking some action on what you say you believe, go out there obtaining what you say you believe, you first got to have action with your faith, so you got to have some action in what you do.
Amen.
What good does it do to say, I have faith, then have no works with it? Amen.
Amen.
Well, what good does it do to say, I believe in a harvest and I don't go out to the field? What does that mean, go to the field? Amen. We don't go out there. He said, a harvest too is plenty, but the labor's a few. But then nobody goes out to gather the harvest. What good does it do to say, I have faith and no works? Amen.
Amen.
Huh? What good does it do to say, I have faith to get a house and I ain't never tried? Well, I'm just going to be a rent all of my life. I'm not against rent, y'all. But I believe everybody ought to have a house. Amen. The Bible said the blessing is going to be in your house. Amen. And riches and honor will be in your house. When you're paying your apartment rent, amen, you just make the man fat. Y'all ain't against me on that, are you? You just making the rental fat, amen? And you see, he getting the tax break that you should have got, amen?
Amen.
Do you get what I'm trying to say, amen?
Yeah.
And the amount that you're paying in rent, amen, the amount that you pay in rent, you can pay a house payment with the amount that you're paying in rent.
Amen.
You pay $1,800 a month in rent, amen, and when you can be paying $900 a month for a whole house, amen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all know what I'm trying to say, amen.
Amen.
So see, stop saying you got faith, amen, and take some action on what you say you believe. If you believe God will let you have it, even though your credit bad. Come on. Somebody say, God will work it out, amen.
God will work it out.
God can turn things around for you, amen.
Yeah.
Do you believe he can turn it around?
Yeah.
See, until you have acted on what you say you believe, you will never know that God could turn things around for you, except that you took action on what you say you believe.
Amen.
So there has to be, faith has to have action to it, or it don't work. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But you got to have what you said you believe and heard, if you're not taking action on that, what good is it? If you come in and say, oh, I believe that Jesus is the Lord, amen, and the devil says, I believe that too. The Bible says the devil believes and trembles.
Amen?
But he ain't going to do right. He believes it. Amen? And so God said, if you believe my word, amen, that I've spoken to you, amen, then you will take action on it, amen. You
amen.
See, when Paul goes back and talks about the heroes of faith, every person that he gave an example of in Hebrews chapter 11, mm-hmm. they all did something.
Amen.
They didn't just say they had faith, they all did something, amen.
Amen.
You realize that?
Amen.
You see, because faith has to have action in it. They say, what about Rahab? Y'all remember the woman Rahab they called the...
Yes, amen.
Joshua chapter 2 is Rahab, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, in order for her to... she wouldn't have been saved if she hadn't took some action. Huh?
Amen.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
You see, even when Paul gave Rahab, he talked about this woman was saved by her faith.
Amen. Right.
And so he had to show that this woman took some action on what she believed.
Yes.
She didn't just say she believed it, but she did something to show that she believed it. Amen.
Amen.
So what are you doing to show that you believe? So Rahab the harlot, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. She was a harlot, amen. You know, everybody counts a harlot out, amen.
Yes, they do.
but here God's counting the harlot sin, amen.
That's right.
And he did say that some of them was going to make it to heaven before a lot of us did, amen.
That's what he said.
Because they what? They believe And when they believed something, they took action on it, and then it was the so-called religious people of that day was hearing, but they wasn't believing. Amen?
Amen.
So here's Rahab the harlot. Verse 8 says, that before they were laid down, she came up before them on the roof. 2:8, Joshua 2:8. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Did you notice what she said there? To see, I know that the Lord has given you the land, amen. See, that was what she believed. So she believed that first, amen. And when she believed that, because of what she had heard, because faith coming out, faith coming by hearing, because she had heard the thing the Lord had done, she believed what the Lord had done, and because she believed what the Lord had done, she took some action to save herself from what was coming against her country.
Amen.
So what did it say? She believed the Lord, amen. She said, terror has fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard. How does faith come in?
By hearing.
For we have heard. So when John wrote, he said, I wrote this that you might believe. I'm giving you something so you can hear, so you can believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So you can believe in his resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
You can believe in his death, burial, and resurrection. You can believe what? That he has the power to heal. You can believe that what? He has the power to raise the dead. Amen. You can believe, amen, that he heals all sickness and disease. You can believe that what? He cleansed the lepers. Amen. You can believe that what? He opens blind eyes. Amen. He opens deaf ears. Amen. He caused the dumb to talk and the lame to walk. You can believe those things. And if you can believe those things, if any of those things is wrong with you, you can have it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm saying faith has to have action with it, amen.
Amen.
And so, when she heard it, verse 11 said, and as soon as we have heard these things, our heart did melt, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then she goes on down, amen. She looks at it, verse 15, amen. When they came looking for him, come on, that's that. She hid things.
She hid things.
She hid the men, amen.
Yes,
now, you might not realize it, all of this right now. Do you realize the success of them, the success of them weighed on a harlot?
Mm-hmm.
Their whole success depended on the harlot, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because what? She had to hide them.
Amen.
She had to cover them, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And she even had to lie for them, amen.
Yeah.
If she hadn't told, if she hadn't believed what she believed, she wouldn't have did what she did.
Amen.
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 You see, if you hadn't believed what you believed, you wouldn't have done what you done, amen. And so God said, if you believe what you heard, then take some action on it. How many of you need something in your life today?
Amen.
How many need a change in your life?
Amen.
Huh? See, if you need a change in your life, you say pray. Come to the Lord, amen. He that cometh to the Lord. Huh? Believe that he's a rewarder of what you ask for, amen.
Amen.
So whatever it is in your life, that all God is trying to say, come to me, I got it. I've written my word to you so that you might believe that I got it, amen. How many know that God got it, amen?
Amen.
How many know that God can turn things around, amen?
Amen.
You see, all these testimonies this morning was about how God turned things around for him, how God changed things for him, amen. And see, a lot of stuff that we go through, we wouldn't have to go through them if we just believed.
Amen.
See, the reason Sister Paige and I, we've been together, we guess about 45 or 46 years. The reason we've been together so long, amen, because I believe something. Amen. I've been realizing that, amen. I believe something, amen.
Amen.
I believe that. I don't believe in divorces. That's me. My mama said, son, don't trade the buzzard for the hawk. Y'all ever think about that? She said, well, what you got, don't trade it for something else, because the other thing you might get might be worse than what you already got.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because normally when you leave, The problem usually isn't the other person. The problem is usually in you.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. That's normally where the problem is, amen. Somebody say, well, I need to leave town. I need to leave town, then I need to go somewhere that's different. I said, well, what good is that going to do? Well, just to change. I said, well, when you get there, the problem's there. How many know you got to deal with it, amen?
Amen.
You see what I'm trying to say? You need to deal with your situation. You need to take action on what you believe, amen. If God said he can change you, then I need to go to the God that changes me, amen. If God said he can change a circumstance in my life, then I need to go to the God that changed the circumstance in my life.
Amen.
If God said he can change a person, do I pray for that person to get a change in their life?
Amen.
Or do I just complain about the person? Or do I take action to believe that God can change you, amen?
Amen.
Do you believe God can change your husband?
Amen.
Do you believe God can change your wife?
Amen.
You see, if people believed that, then we wouldn't have so many divorces.
Amen.
See, everybody likes to dance and talk about and make it sound so good when they preach it at amen, and he'd be the first one to get a divorce. I ain't talking
amen.
About
amen.
Right. Talking about the preachers, you know, preachers, they can make it sound so good, they can put it, they can break it all down. And don't have faith in what they say.
Right.
Because they got a divorce.
Amen.
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 50% of them. 50% of them got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
They had three wives, some of them.
Right.
But yet they talk about the faith that they have in God. Where is the suffering in the Lord? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the putting up with? Amen. Where is the compassion? Amen. Where is the love that you talk about you have? Where is the action of your love?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all with me today?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm not homilizing, but I'm telling the truth, amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. Where is your faith, amen? See, who is that? The man used to say, where is your faith? So where is your faith when you come into? If you say that you have faith, then where is the action behind what you said that you got?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to put up with one another.
Mm.
Amen. Well, what if God didn't want to put up with you?
Yeah.
What if every time you did something, God cast you off?
Yeah.
What if God divorced you every time you messed up? Are y'all with me now? Amen.
The
church has become so loose and flawless and made so many excuses to do what God said not to do is because what? They have a lack of faith.
Amen.
Because if they had faith, there would have been some action behind what he said that he believed. Amen?
Amen.
So Rahab hid him, and you know what it says? And she let him down out of the window. And she let him down out of 15. She let him down by a cord. Come on, let's say, we got to get the cord, amen. We got to be let down by the cord. You see, one thing about her house, people coming out of the window were no strange thing. A lot of them husbands was being let down to her window many nights because she was a harlot. Are y'all with me, amen?
Amen.
And so whoever saw the men coming out of her window wouldn't have thought it'd be a strange thing, amen. Huh? But she let them down by a cord, amen. Come on, let's say. We're being held by a cord. Come on.
We're being held by a cord.
See, the cord here represents the blood of Jesus. Amen. How many know you've been hanging by a cord? Amen. So you got to have faith in the cord. Amen.
Amen.
See, you wouldn't have got out. They wouldn't have gotten out of the window unless they had faith that the cord was going to hold them when they got out the window. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they got out of the window because they believed that the cord would sustain them. Amen. How many realize that the cord will sustain you because the cord here represents the blood of Jesus?
Amen.
What shall take away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Because, you see, if you look on down in verse 18, it said it was a scarlet thread. A scarlet thread means it was a red piece of thread, amen. And the only thing that was going to save Rahab and her family was a piece of thread.
Amen.
A piece of thread. That's faith, amen.
Mm-hmm.
here, they were coming to destroy the whole city. And they was going to destroy everything what was there, but they were going to destroy everything what was there, but the only place they wasn't going to destroy is the one that had the piece of bread in it. When the death angel came, they came to every house but the one that had the bread on. The one that had the blood on it, amen.
Amen.
How do you realize? It was the blood that stopped the death angel from destroying everything, amen. And here's Rahab, she saved because she put a piece of bread in the window.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you have put a piece of bread in your window tonight? Do you have a thread on your life? Do you have a thread on your life today? See, the thread on your life is the blood of Jesus, amen. That's the thread, amen. Because the only thing that can stop the death angel from touching you is the blood of Jesus, amen.
Yes.
And so you got to hang some thread out the window, amen. See, if you have faith, amen, she had enough faith to take action to put a piece of thread in her window that she might be saved. You see, that was what she acted according to her faith, amen. She had faith in that piece of thread. You see, Israel's success was because of she let the men go. She lied to cover them up. She sent them out another way. If she hadn't done something, she wouldn't have gotten saved. She wouldn't have had action, amen. So what is it in your life that you want to change today, amen, that God wants you to change? You see, God said that if you want to be built up in the Spirit, he said, pray in the Holy Ghost, amen. Be you built up by praying in the Holy Ghost. You see, if you want to be on yourself, are you taking action on what you hear? When somebody sick, it says, lay hand on the sick and they shall recover.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus has done all these things for you that you might be saved.
Amen.
Amen. And so I want to have some faith, amen.
Amen.
I want to lay hand on people, amen, when I see somebody sick, amen. I want people to be saved. So if I want people to be saved, amen, then I've got to go out there where the dead is and raise them from the dead, amen. If you want to raise somebody from the dead, what about your faith? Faith is acting on the word of God, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what James said. If you see somebody naked and hungry, and you don't put no clothes on them, what good did it do to see them naked and hungry and then you didn't give them nothing to cover them up?
Amen.
Hmm? Do we believe God this morning?
Amen.
How many are going to start taking action on what you believe? Amen.
Amen.
Not just hearing what you believe, but acting on what you believe. Amen.
Amen.
If you're going to get that new job, you got to take some action. Amen. You got to pray and go. Amen. If you're going to get that other house, you got to pray and go, amen.
Amen.
You know how somebody said, well, if I want a child and the Lord closed my womb, amen, we got to do like Hannah. And Hannah prayed and God opened up a womb and she had a child. You see, those are the things that they're telling us to do if we want a change to come in our life. There must be action on what you
believe.
Believe.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just believing.
Amen.
Believing is good, amen. When it doesn't require any action. Now somebody said, how can that be? You see? When the blind man came to Jesus, and Jesus told him, only believe and you'll be healed. All he had to do was what? Get it mentally in his heart, amen.
Yeah.
There was no action he had to take because it was going to be done by the power of God, amen. See, there are some things all you need to do is believe in your heart, amen, that God has raised it from the dead, and those things will take place in your life. But there are other things that require physical movement. Remember now, there's a, what, mentally action,
mm-hmm.
and there's a
physical
action. There are some things require some works. See, if I believe that I'm righteous, then I should have enough faith to live righteous, amen? You get what I'm trying to say? If I believe that I'm righteous, how can I believe that I'm righteous if I'm shacked up with somebody?
Uh-oh.
Amen.
How can I? Is that the work of righteousness or is that the work of the flesh? Amen.
See, I got
if I got faith in something, you remember, if I got faith in the Lord that he can deliver me and he can hold me, I believe that he can take care of my flesh. Mm-hmm. If I believe he can sustain my flesh, then where am I shacked up with somebody that I'm not married to? Why is it that I'm wasting my time on somebody? I'm sleeping with somebody that ain't my husband, and I'm wasting all this time sleeping with them, knowing that I'm not going to marry them. Why am I wasting my time?
Amen.
Are y'all with me today? Amen?
Amen.
Well, why are you wasting your time on somebody you already know he ain't no good?
Amen.
You already know you don't want to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
You already know he ain't fit to marry. So where's my faith? Where's all this I'm talking about, amen? Well, where's all this belief that everybody talks about, all this faith that all the people got, you know, that 50% of the Christians, when we're getting divorces these days, our divorce rate is worse than the sinner's rate.
Amen.
But we say we got faith. Well, where's the operation of it, amen? Putting up with it. Nobody likes to put up with anybody. Amen. How many of y'all like to put up with somebody? You go around, the guy at work, he's a pain in your... He's just a pain, amen. But you have to put up with him, amen.
Amen.
He goes around and say, you see faith would say what? I got to put up with it, amen, because what? I'm suffering for righteousness, amen. I'm allowed and permitting this thing to be what? Because I'm righteous, amen. Not because I want to do it, amen. Not because I feel like doing it, amen. I feel like slapping your head off, amen. I feel like taking the brick and going upside your head with it. But just because the Lord sustains me, I'm going to do this for the Lord's sake and not for my sake, because that's what my faith is.
Amen. Amen.
My faith says if I put up with it, amen, God going to bless me for it, amen.
Come on.
Faith says that if I suffer with him, I'm going to reign with him, amen.
Amen.
My faith says that if I do right by him, he's going to do right by me.
Amen.
So what good is it if I don't do none of it?
Mm-hmm.
Do I just want to be called a Christian? I just want to be called a Christian because, you know, everybody's a Christian these days, amen. You know, my folks around me, Christian, I just want to be called a Christian. But if you're going to have Christianity, then that's not going to be in the works with the Christianity. What good is it?
Mm-hmm.
What do? You make yourself look bad, don't you?
Amen.
Because the first thing they're going to tell you, Well, Brother Brandon, didn't you say you was a Christian? You said that you was a Christian. Why are you doing this? They already know what you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
They
do. The sinners will be the first one to tell you what you ain't supposed to do.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Ain't y'all with me?
Amen.
Whenever they do something and you do it back, well, you ain't supposed to do that.
You're a Christian.
Well, why? You're a Christian, ain't you? Christians ain't supposed to talk to nobody like that, amen. They can tell you all the things you're supposed to do, but they're not going to do it. But in the meantime, they're right what they say because you're the one that's walking in faith. Jeremiah suffered in the dungeon because of what? He was suffering for the word of God, amen.
Amen.
Jesus suffered on the cross for us, amen. He had done no wrong, amen. There was nothing he did that was wrong, amen. Everything he did for you and I, amen, because his faith relied on what his Father had said, and he was carrying out what he believed, amen. He believed that the Father would raise him from the dead, and he went through what he went through.